You're listening to Soundtracks, your source for the latest music and musings behind your favorite movies.
Hello and welcome to the inaugural episode of Soundtracks. I'm your host, Mick Jost, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And Soundtracks is a new podcast focusing on the music industry of films. We're going to be covering films you loved, films you haven't seen yet, and a fair bit of trivia along the way. Good stuff, good stuff. And what a better way to kick off the first episode than with The Dark Knight Rises. Yes, released by Warner Brothers on Water Tower Music. We're covering Oscar-winning Hans Zimmer's The Dark Knight Rises soundtrack. Excellent. This is one of those soundtracks you find where watching the movie doesn't completely do it justice. Don't get me wrong, it makes the movie very good. I'm all for it. It's great. However, I can even honestly say I didn't fully appreciate this score until I sat down and listened to it front to back. Just the way it flows so evenly into track after track. It's a beautiful composition, something I would like to attend an opera and listen to. So, Mr. Zimmer, make that happen, and I will be in attendance. And so we start things off today with one of my personal picks. It was a song appropriate for the first meeting of Selena Kyle and Bruce Wayne. You know, both of them have their secrets, their egos, for sure. And neither one's really willing to concede to the other one. I feel this song does a very good job of keeping that mystery element going between the two. It was classic Batman romance, and it really couldn't have been done any better way. So without further ado, this is Mind If I Cut In on Soundtracks. Mind if I cut in here on Soundtracks? Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and I just want to take a moment to give a quick shout out to Water Tower Music. They are the ones giving me permission to use the music and let you hear it for free. So give them a little love. Visit their Facebook page, facebook.com/watertowermusic, or visit their website, watertowermusic.com. You can pick up all your favorite music from your Warner Brothers movies and video games. or you can do it on iTunes. Either way. Going back to The Dark Knight Rises, I know, as a geek, I was kind of personally worried. In fact, I always kind of worry about comic book consistency when it comes to these things, even though I'm not as big as a comic fan as I used to be. It's always nice to know that they're following suit with previous installments. Gives you a better appreciation, right? So I collected a compilation of comic book references that The Dark Knight Rises actually had in it. Check it out. When Batman was chasing after Bane for the first time after the stock exchange robbery, an older policeman tells his younger partner, "Sit back, son, you're in for a show." That's actually from the Frank Miller graphic novel Batman The Dark Knight Returns, where an officer tells a younger officer, pretty much word for word, the exact same thing. Another shout out to the Batman culture. In the motorcycle chase scene, Bane, when he's driving through the streets of Gotham trying to make his getaway, he's wearing a red helmet, black visor, brown motorcycle jacket. This is actually the original costume Jason Todd took under his Red Hood persona. Jason Todd being the killed Robin in the comic books. It's actually a callback to the Joker's original criminal identity. Final one. This one pointed out previously by many Batman fans. The creator of Bane is named Graham Nolan, much like Christopher Nolan, but actually no relation of the two. And speaking of Bane, let's get back to the music, shall we? Gotham's Reckoning, otherwise known as Bane's Theme, up now. If you're like me and you couldn't figure out what they were chanting in the movie, it's actually Arabic. Deshi Basara, which means rise. Basra, Basra, Deshi Basra, Basra. Got it? It's up now on Soundtracks. Soundtracks. I'm Mick Jost, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And riddle me this, Batman fans. I want you to give me the name of an actor who has been in not one, not two, but three Batman films, as well as Batman the Animated Series. You give up yet? Senator of Vermont Patrick Leahy has appeared as a gentleman at a party in The Dark Knight, a board member with a small speaking role in The Dark Knight Rises, in Joel Schumacher's Batman and Robin as himself, and The Adventures of Batman and Robin as the governor of the Utah Territory. He's a big fan of the Batman, which I think is just great. More senators need to be into the superhero ideals so they can better serve our country, in my opinion, which is severely limited when it comes to politics, admittedly. But I mean, he's been in office since 1974. That has to do something, right? He's almost like tenured in the Senate. So I mean, that has to count for something. So as the next song is titled, Why Do We Fail? I have no answers for you. But I can tell you, Senator Patrick Leahy wins because he likes Batman. It's up now on Soundtracks. Off the Dark Knight Rises soundtrack on Soundtracks. Mick Jost, editor of GeekTyrant.com, getting ready to sign off for you for the time being. But before we do, I feel like we need to make some mention of the legend behind this extraordinary score. He's been in the music business for a long time. Hans Zimmer unfortunately sat out last year's Oscars. Remaining a spectator, Zimmer actually worked hand-in-hand with Pharrell Williams in the more the production side of the Oscars. Keeping my fingers crossed this year and probably guessing that he's going to jump back in the race, seeing as the soundtrack has debuted as the highest in 10 years for a soundtrack and score at number 8 on the Billboard charts. It's actually the first one since Daft Punk did the Tron Legacy soundtrack back in 2011 to actually reach the top 10 charts. Pick this album up. I cannot say enough. Go to watertowermusic.com or iTunes or your record store. I don't care how you get it. You're not going to regret it. The mood, the melodies are a wonderful compliment to the movie, but good enough to act as a standalone. This I assure you. Going to close off the cast with the most memorable song of the entire soundtrack, which I first heard when I saw the trailer for The Dark Knight Rises. I remember my first time seeing it. Lots of stuff going on. Batman's back. I got the initial excitement pumping through me. You know, what am I going to see? What am I going to see? I see the football field collapsing, and I have that excitement feeling, but still not the feeling I was looking for. And then it gets to the end, where it rises through the city up to the Batman logo, and it did that powerful brass noise where it just... and it just sent chills through my body. And I'm sure it did with you as well. One of the most memorable focus tracks on the soundtrack, closing out the show today, this is Rise on Soundtracks. It's been real, guys. Be sure to stay tuned after the song for more information on the podcast. Mick Jost, Geek Tyrant, signing off. Like what you hear on Soundtracks? Visit GeekTyrant.com for an early release of the new episode and breaking news on your favorite movies, shows, and more. That's GeekTyrant.com.